Ever felt like your emotions are driving you off a cliff and you're just a passenger along for the ride? Picture this. You're in a meeting, trying to make a point. Someone interrupts you, disrupting your flow. Your blood boils. You're ready to confront them. But hold up. What if I told you you're in control, not your emotions? The great Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." So today, we'll see how to steer your life where you want it to go, no matter what emotional storms you face. This isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming some emotionless robot. No. This is about becoming the master of your actions, the captain of your ship in the turbulent sea of emotions. So are you ready to take control and become the hero of your own story? Let's get into it. The nature of emotions. All right, let's break down what we're dealing with here. Emotions aren't your enemy. They're more like that intense workout partner who sometimes pushes you too hard. They serve a purpose, alerting you to threats, celebrating victories, and bonding with others. But left unchecked, they can hijack your rational mind faster than you can say, "Burpee." Here's the deal. Your brain is hardwired for survival rather than for modern life. When an emotion hits, your amygdala, think of it as your brain's alarm system, fires up. Before your prefrontal cortex, the logical thinking part, can even lace up its shoes. This is why you might feel the urge to yell at your spotter before processing what happened. But here's where most people get it wrong. They think they're at the mercy of these emotional tidal waves. They let anger drive them to confrontations they regret, or let fear hold them back from crushing their goals. They forget that while you can't always control how you feel, you absolutely can control what you do about it. Remember, true strength isn't about not feeling emotions. It's about feeling them and still choosing your actions like the badass you are. In the next section, we'll look at how the ancient Stoics, some of the toughest mental athletes in history, tackled this challenge. Trust me, these guys knew something about emotional iron. The Stoic perspective on emotions. All right, let's talk about the Stoics. These weren't just some ancient dudes with beards. They were the original mentally tough guys. They figured out how to keep their cool when life got hot. Take Marcus Aurelius, Roman emperor. He said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This guy was running an empire, facing wars and plagues, and he's telling us we've got the power. If he could do it, we've got no excuse. The Stoics believed that it's not the things that happen to us that mess us up. It's how we see those things. It's like when you're lifting weights. The weight doesn't change, but your mindset makes all the difference between crushing that rep or getting crushed. They taught us that we shouldn't try to control our feelings, but instead focus on our actions. Bruce Lee said, "You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. True power is restraint. The power of choice." Now, here's where it gets real. Between what happens to you and how you react, there's a space. That space might be tiny, like the pause between seeing a punch coming and blocking it. But in that space is your superpower, choice. This choice gives you a sense of freedom, like a boxer in the ring, free to choose your next move. Think about it like this. You're in the ring of life. Life throws a punch. Maybe your boss yells at you, or your girl leaves you. That's the stimulus. Your emotions flare up. That's the urge to react. But right there, you've got a choice in that split second. You can let those emotions drive you and probably end up flat on the mat. Or you can step back, keep your guard up, and choose your next move. As Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson says, success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success. Greatness will come. The same goes for mastering your actions. It's about consistently choosing your response, even when your emotions are screaming at you to do otherwise. Remember, feeling angry doesn't mean you have to throw a punch, and feeling scared doesn't mean you have to run. You're the boss of your actions, not your feelings. It's like what Theodore Roosevelt said, "I am the one who can control my thoughts, which will lead to my feelings, which will lead to my actions." So next time life sucker punches you with a situation that gets your blood boiling or your heart racing, remember, you've got the power to choose your move. That's a real strength. That's being a true champion in the ring of life. Practical techniques for choosing actions. Time to get our hands dirty. We've talked the talk. Now, let's walk the walk. Here are some battle-tested techniques to help you choose your actions like a boss, even when your emotions are trying to call the shots. First up, the pause and reflect. This is your secret weapon. When you feel those emotions revving up, hit the brakes. Take a deep breath. Count to 10 if you have to. It's like that moment in the ring when you step back to reassess your opponent. Give yourself a second to think. Is this reaction gonna help me win? Or am I just gonna end up on the mat? Next, we've got cognitive reframing. Fancy words for a simple idea. It's about changing how you see the situation. Let's say your workout buddy bails on you. Instead of thinking, "This sucks, my day is ruined," flip it. Now I can push myself even harder without distractions. It's like when Rocky turned that meat locker into a training ground. Same situation, different perspective. Then there's values-based decision making. Sounds complicated, but it's not. It's about asking yourself, what would the person I want to be do right now? Imagine you're your own hero. Would they lose their cool over some minor setback? Probably not. They'd stay focused on the bigger picture. Lastly, we've got emotional acceptance. This one's tough for many guys, but it's crucial. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. Don't waste energy fighting it. Accept it, then decide what to do about it. It's like acknowledging the pain during a tough workout. You feel it, but you push through anyway. Remember what Mike Tyson said, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth." These techniques are your plan for when life throws that punch. Benefits of choosing actions over emotions. Now, why bother with all this? Because the payoff is huge, that's why. We're talking life-changing benefits here. First off, your relationships will level up. You'll be the rock that others lean on, not the volcano they run from. You'll respond to conflicts with wisdom instead of knee-jerk reactions. As Muhammad Ali said, "Don't count the days, make the days count." When you choose your actions, every interaction becomes an opportunity to make a positive impact. Your decision-making skills will go through the roof. You won't be that guy making dumb choices because he's all fired up. You'll be the one making intelligent moves, seeing opportunities others miss. It's like what chess champion Garry Kasparov said, "The highest level players are not emotional players. They are technicians." you'll build resilience like a bulletproof vest for your mind. Life's gonna throw curveballs, but you'll be ready. You'll bounce back faster from setbacks because you're not wasting energy on emotional drama. You'll be like a Navy SEAL, calm under pressure, ready for anything. And here's the kicker. You'll feel more in control of your life. No more feeling like a puppet dangling from the strings of your emotions. You'll be the puppet master. This sense of control is a game changer. It's the difference between feeling like life is happening to you and that you're making life happen. Arnold Schwarzenegger nailed it when he said, "The mind is the limit." As long as the mind can envision the fact that you can do something, you can do it. As long as you really believe 100%. When you master choosing your actions, you'll believe in yourself like never before. This isn't just self-help fluff. This is about becoming the most robust, most badass version of yourself. It's about being the hero in your life story, not the victim. So, are you ready to take control and start choosing your actions like a champion? Common challenges and how to overcome them. Listen up, because this is where the rubber meets the road. Mastering your actions isn't a walk in the park. It's more like running uphill with a weighted vest. You'll face some serious challenges, but that separates the champs from the chumps. First up, dealing with intense emotions. We're talking about when anger, fear, or frustration hit you like a freight train. It's one thing to stay cool when someone cuts you off in traffic. It's another when your boss humiliates you in front of everyone. Here's the trick. Treat intense emotions like a tough workout. Embrace the burn. Feel it, but don't let it control you. As Jocko Willink says, discipline equals freedom. The more you practice controlling your actions under pressure, the easier it gets. Next, breaking those habit patterns. Your brain loves shortcuts, and reacting emotionally is the express lane. Breaking this habit is like quitting junk food. It's gonna suck at first, and you'll slip up. But every time you choose your action, you're rewiring your brain. Remember what Bruce Lee said, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." Practice choosing your actions until they become second nature. Lastly, staying consistent. You'll be on fire some days, making all the right choices. On other days, you'll feel like you're back at square one. That's normal. Consistency isn't about being perfect. It's about getting back on track when you slip up. As Dwayne Johnson puts it, success isn't overnight. It's when every day you get a little better than the day before. It all adds up. Real life examples. It is time for some real world applications. Let's see how this plays out in everyday life. Scenario 1. You're at the gym, crushing your PR, when some loudmouth starts showing off, distracting everyone. Your old self would have confronted him, risking a fight and getting kicked out. But now, you pause. You realize his actions don't define your workout. You focus on your goals, tuning him out like background noise. Result? You finish your workout stronger than ever while he's still seeking attention. Scenario 2. Your girlfriend tells you she wants to take a break. Emotions hit you like a sucker punch. Anger, fear, sadness. The old you might have begged her to stay or lashed out in anger. Instead, you take a deep breath. You choose to respond with dignity. You tell her you need time to think too. This measured response keeps the door open for honest communication, whether you end up together or not. Scenario 3. Your boss overlooks you for a promotion you deserve. The familiar sting of resentment rises. In the past, you might have let this affect your work, maybe even started looking for a new job out of spite. Now, you choose differently. You ask for feedback on how to improve. You redouble your efforts, not out of anger, but determination. 6 months later, you're not just promoted, but surpassed the position you originally wanted. Remember what Mike Tyson said: "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth." Life's gonna throw punches. It's how you respond that defines you. Choose your actions. Don't just react. You'll be the one left standing when the dust settles. Scientific support. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, "This sounds great, but where's the proof?" Well, strap in, because science has got our back on this one. Research in neuroscience shows that our brains are plastic, not like your water bottle, but meaning they can change. Every time you choose your action over your emotion, you're literally rewiring your brain. It's like building muscle, but for your mind. A study found that people who practice emotional regulation, fancy words for choosing their actions, have better relationships and career success. They're not just happier, they're crushing it in life. Another study, this one from Harvard, showed that meditation, a tool for mastering your emotions, can actually change the structure of your brain. We're talking about beefing up the areas responsible for focus and decision-making. It's like steroids for your brain, but legal and reasonable. Research from the University of Michigan found that people who believe they can control their emotions actually have more control. It's like the placebo effect, but for being a badass. Believe you can do it, and you're already halfway there. Remember, this isn't some new age mumbo jumbo. This is cold, hard science backing up what the Stoics knew centuries ago. Your mind is the ultimate battleground, and science is giving us the weapons to win. Daily practices for implementation. All right, it's time to put this knowledge into action. You wouldn't expect to get ripped by just thinking about the gym, right? Same goes for mastering your actions. You need to train daily. Here's your workout plan for the mind. First up is mindfulness. This is your mental warm-up. Take 5 minutes daily to sit and observe your thoughts and feelings without judging them. It's like watching clouds pass by. This helps you create that gap between stimulus and response. As Navy SEAL Mark Divine says, "Learn to step back from your thoughts and emotions, and you'll find the path to victory." Next, journaling. Yeah, I know, it sounds soft, but trust me, it's like a post-workout analysis for your mind. At the end of each day, write down a situation where you chose your action over your emotion. What was the result? This reinforces the positive outcomes and helps you strategize for next time. Then we've got visualization. Athletes use this all the time. Spend a few minutes each day imagining yourself responding calmly and effectively to challenging situations. It's like a mental rehearsal. When the real thing happens, you'll be ready. Lastly, the cold shower challenge. Start your day with a 30-second cold shower. It sucks, but it teaches you to choose your response in the face of discomfort. Plus, it'll wake you up better than any cup of coffee. Remember what Arnold Schwarzenegger said: "The last 3 or 4 reps is what makes the muscle grow." This area of pain divides a champion from someone who is not a champion. These daily practices are those last few reps for your mind. They're not easy, but they're what separates the mental champions from the rest. Stick with these, and you'll choose your actions like a pro in no time. Your emotions will still be there, but they'll be like a well-trained dog, present, but under your command. 10 Daily Stoic Habits to Control Your Emotions. Listen up, because this is where you separate yourself from the pack. These aren't just nice-to-have habits, but your weapons in the battle for self-mastery. Commit to these, and you'll be unstoppable. 1. Mindfulness Training. Start with 5 minutes. Work up to 20. Sit down, close your eyes, and focus on breathing. Thoughts will come. Let them. Just don't chase them. This is your mental weightlifting. It builds your ability to stay calm in chaos. As David Goggins says, the mind is the most powerful weapon you'll ever have. Train it. 2. The Emotional Log. Get a notebook. Every night, write down 3 things. An emotion you felt strongly. The situation that caused it. How you chose to act. Be brutally honest. This is your game tape review. Learn from it. 3. The Stoic Strike. Once a day, deliberately do something uncomfortable. Cold shower. Skipping a meal. Hard workout when you're tired. Choose discomfort. Why? Because it trains you to act despite your feelings. Remember, comfort is the enemy of greatness. 4. Visualization. Reps. Spend 10 minutes a day imagining tough scenarios. See yourself staying cool and choosing your actions wisely. Mental rehearsal is real. The more you practice in your mind, the better you'll perform in life. 5. The Daily Catalyst. Every morning, ask yourself, what's the one thing I can do today that my future self will thank me for? Then do it. No excuses. This builds the habit of choosing long-term benefits over short-term comfort. 6. The Micro Decision Drill. Throughout the day, catch yourself making small choices. What to eat, whether to check your phone, how to respond to a text. Make these choices consciously. It's like doing reps for your decision-making muscles. 7. The Gratitude Slam. End each day by forcefully naming 3 things you're grateful for. Why forcefully? Because sometimes gratitude doesn't come easy. Choose it anyway. This trains you to find the positive, even when your emotions say otherwise. 8. The Feedback Loop. Once a week, ask someone you trust for honest feedback on your behavior. Listen without defending yourself. This takes guts, but it's how you grow. As Jocko Willink says, discipline equals freedom. The discipline to face hard truths leads to the freedom of self-improvement. 9. The Emotion-Action Split. When you feel a strong emotion, pause, name the emotion. Then, consciously choose your action. Do this every time. It might feel weird initially, but this is how you break the autopilot between feeling and acting. 10. The Philosophical Punch. Read a page from Meditations by Marcus Aurelius or The Manual by Epictetus Daily. These ancient warriors of the mind will sharpen your thinking. Their words are like protein for your brain. Remember, this isn't a pick-and-choose menu. This is your daily mental workout routine. Miss a day? Get back on it. Feeling resistant? Good. That resistance is where the growth happens. As Goggins puts it, you are in danger of living a life so comfortable and soft that you will die without ever realizing your true potential. These practices are your path to that potential. They're your way to become the person who chooses their actions, not their emotions. Now, are you ready to put in the work, because that's what separates the talkers from the doers. That's what makes a champion in the arena of life. Get after it. Imagine standing at the cliff's edge, heart pounding, palms sweaty. Below you are the roaring waters of your emotions. Behind you, the comfortable path you've always known. What do you do? Do you retreat to safety or take the leap into mastery? This moment, this choice, is what defines us. It's what separated the great leaders of history from the forgotten masses. Think of Churchill facing the overwhelming tide of Nazi aggression. His emotions must have screamed retreat, but he chose action. He chose defiance. "We shall fight on the beaches," he declared, not because he didn't feel fear, but because he chose courage over it. Remember the tale of Odysseus? He didn't plug his ears and hide when faced with the siren's tempting song. No, he tied himself to the mast of his ship. He faced the challenge head on, choosing his action over the pull of desire. That's the power you now hold. The same power drove explorers to new continents, astronauts to the moon, and revolutionaries to change the world. You've got the tools. You've got the knowledge. But knowledge without action is like a weapon without a warrior. Useless. The Stoics weren't just philosophers, but emperors, enslaved people, and everything in between. They lived their principles in the arena of life, just as you must. Marcus Aurelius didn't write his Meditations from an ivory tower. He penned them in military camps amidst the chaos of ruling an empire. He chose reflection over reaction, wisdom over impulse. Think of the Navy SEAL's motto: "The only easy day was yesterday." Mastering your actions won't be a walk in the park. There will be days when your emotions feel like a tsunami, threatening to sweep you away. But remember, you're the captain of your ship. You choose your course. Like a seal facing a stormy sea, you must stay calm, focused, and in control. Your emotions are the weather, but your choices are the rudder. As Theodore Roosevelt said, "It is not the critic who counts. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood." You're in that arena now. Every time you pause before reacting and choose your action over your emotion, you're winning. You're becoming the hero of your own story. You're joining the ranks of those who shaped history, not by following their impulses, but by mastering them. This journey of mastery isn't just about personal gain. It's about becoming a beacon of stability in a chaotic world. It's about being the person others can rely on when emotions run high. It's about leading by example and showing others that there's a better way to navigate life's storms. So what's it going to be? Will you let your emotions puppet you around, or will you grab the strings and direct your own show? Will the currents of feelings sweep you along, or will you chart your own course through the waters of life? The choice, as always, is yours. But remember, in that choice lies your power, potential, and legacy. Call to action. Now, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. This isn't just talk. This is a call to action. I want to hear your stories. Share in the comments a time when you chose your action over your emotion. What happened? How did it feel? Did you face a personal Everest and decide to climb instead of retreat. Or better yet, take on this challenge. For the next week, practice one of the discussed techniques. Then, come back and tell us how it changed your game. Did you defuse a heated argument with the pause and reflect technique? Did you push through a grueling workout when your emotions screamed quit? Did you choose productivity over procrastination when the couch was calling your name? Remember, iron sharpens iron. Your story might be the spark that ignites someone else's transformation. So don't hold back. Let's build an army of action takers, of emotion masters. Let's create a community of modern-day stoics, ready to face whatever life throws our way. And for those of you thinking, this sounds great, but I don't know if I can do it, I've got news for you. You can. As Muhammad Ali said, impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. You have that power. It's been inside you all along, waiting to be unleashed. This is more than just self-improvement. It is about revolution. A revolution in how we handle our emotions, make decision and live our lives. It starts with you, right here, right now. Every great movement in history began with individuals who decided to swim against the current and choose a different path. So are you ready to explore that power? Are you prepared to step into the arena and become the master of your actions? The comment section is your battlefield. Show us what you're made of. Share your victories, no matter how small they might seem. Because in this battle, every victory counts. Every chosen action matters.